Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Q Alexander. Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. Welcome to episode 56. The topic for this episode is jealousy. If you are jealous when you see other people happy within themselves, happy in their life, happy in a relationship, happy in a marriage, happy while they are accomplishing their goals and just happy overall in life, you need to look within yourself to figure out why you're jealous and why you're trying to turn a positive thing into something negative. Understand that if you operate from a jealous spirit, you are blocking your own blessings. You are not stopping blessings from pouring onto other people. Also, pay attention to how people respond or react when you share good news with them. Sometimes it's written all over their face, or if it's over the phone or through text messaging. Sometimes it's a lack of a response. Sometimes people will throw out negative, unnecessary comments to try to make you feel bad, to try to take away from your happiness and your joy. People who genuinely want to see you happy, they're going to be overjoyed. They're going to share that excitement with you. I have had a number of jealous people in my life at one point. I no longer associate with them, but I remember someone admitting to me that they were jealous to see me so happy in one of my past relationships. And that's one of the relationships that I wrote about in my first book. I also remember after my book signing in 2017, I was sharing my excitement and my experience with someone, and that same person was there. The look on their face was so off-putting. They looked so miserable. They looked so bothered. They didn't ask any questions, but you can tell because the energy was so bad. And that's the exact type of person that you should not have around you, because it's going to be a continuous problem. Clearly, number one, the person admitted that they were jealous and they have issues going on within themselves. So no matter what you do, when they see that you are happy, it's going to bother them. And that is not your problem. It's theirs. It's not for you to fix. It's not for you to focus on. You shouldn't have to tell a grown person to show that they are excited, to show support. If they genuinely felt that way, then that's what they would give you. So make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are positive and people who really want to see you succeed. And that ties into my previous episode when I talked about people who want to see you do well will treat you well. We were not put here to be mistreated and to just settle for anything. We are here to be happy and to live a fulfilling life, be happy for other people, treat other people well, and accept the same treatment in return. Not let people do whatever they want to do to us and just accept it and accept all types of excuses. Don't allow that into your life. And just know that you will continue to be blessed. The way that you treat people is going to come back to you continuously. Don't let people change you. Don't let people make you feel bad for being happy and living the life that you want to live. If anything, they should be inspired to strive to do that for themselves. So if they don't do the internal work to be a better person, to be a better friend, to be a better partner, that's on them. So continue to focus on you. You know, I want to see everyone succeeding and doing well. I don't have to know a person to want to see them happy. I want everyone to be striving to be at their best. And that comes with everyone doing the internal work. Don't let unresolved issues and trauma linger. And I've talked about this before. It's great to do things externally. That's great to accomplish your goals and, you know, do things outside of yourself. But you first have to focus from within. And too many people are trying to keep busy and trying to avoid doing the work from within, thinking that it's going to just fix itself. It's going to erase itself. It's not. You have to take the time to get yourself right from within. So I just wanted to share that because I know a number of people, either have experienced this in the past, they're going through it right now, or at some point you will encounter jealous, negative people. So just know that you do not have to deal with it. And, you know, continue to be the best person that you can be. Don't let it change you. You don't have to give them that negative energy back. Keep being a good person and share that with people who are good to you. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I enjoy sharing my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Q Alexander. Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So tonight I wanted to talk about the senseless murder of Tyree Nichols. If you follow me, you will see that I made a long post about it yesterday. And as I'm here working on my own things, business stuff, I'm just feeling very emotional. And, you know, I just feel really bad. And just saddened, you know, just to, again, continuously see things like this happening and nothing has been done about it. When I was creating my post, there was a message from Instagram telling me that there were similar posts like mine that were reported and asking if I still wanted to share the post about Tyree Nichols. You damn right I want to share the post. This is not something that people should sit back and be silent about. But just to think, why would someone report that, and why is it allowed to even be reported? So that really irritated me. And I put it at the end of my post. You know, I did say that no one should be, I wrote no one should be, you know, reporting things like this, and it should not be allowed to be reported. And that's part of the problem. And I noticed that that part of my post was somehow missing. Like, it would show, and then all of a sudden it just kept disappearing. So Instagram, for you allowing that and doing stuff like that and trying to hide things that need to be seen, this is a very serious issue. So you should not even be encouraging things like this to happen. This is not bullying. This is not misinformation. So there should be no reason that this should be flagged, or anyone should be allowed to report it, or you trying to remove information and take it down. Leave my post alone. Everyone. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. Everyone should be outraged when they see things like this happening over and over again. And I just came across an article and I posted it on my Facebook page. And it said that the EMTs provided no medical attention to Tyree Nichols for 19 minutes after he was beaten. So he just sat there suffering and in pain while everyone just stood by like his life did not matter. I could not imagine seeing something like that and just standing by watching. Even sometimes when I'm just on the road or I walk by people, and I've talked about this before, if I see people in need, I'm going to help in any way that I can. So if I see someone in that position, I'm going to do something to help them. And whether that's calling for, you know, additional backup, calling for someone that's actually going to do their job, making sure they don't send someone who's going to make the situation worse, I'm going to do that. But to just watch someone, that is so heartless. That is not how you treat another human being. So if they would have stepped in immediately, his life could have been saved. But everyone just watched. Like they were just waiting for him to die. Like it was okay. And nothing about this situation is okay. Nothing. I have compassion. And again, my compassion runs deep because I don't have to know people or meet you or anything like that to feel for you, to feel connected to you, to put myself in another person's position. That could have been me. That could be someone that I know. So for me, it's not easy to brush things like this off. For other people, if it doesn't directly affect them, if it hasn't happened to them or someone in their family, you could look at things like this and you're like, oh man, that's messed up. Oh, that's so sad. Or, oh, you know, it happened again. And then just go on about your day. But for me, things like this, you know, it sticks with me. And, you know, I just, if I'm feeling like this and I don't even know him, I just know that this has to be extremely painful for his parents and his loved ones and siblings, everyone who knew him. This has to be a gut-wrenching pain. The thought of knowing how your loved one suffered and could have been saved. This is something that was so preventable. Like, this did not have to happen. And so as I'm here, as I said, I'm working on things, and you know, it's still just sticking with me, as I said, as I wrote about in my post, that, you know, since it happened and watching some of the video, it's been on my mind. And I just continue to pray and hope that things will get better. Things within the police departments will get better. They will get rid of all the bad apples and make some serious changes. Don't cover up this nonsense. Don't cover up their bad behavior. People need to know who the bad officers really are, and they need to get rid of them and not let them go and get another job somewhere else and become a police officer, only to repeat the same behavior and then end up murdering another individual or more people. We don't need that. We don't need individuals like that having a title of a police officer, because nothing about their behavior showed serve and protect. Their behavior was criminal. That was criminal behavior. What they did to him, how they treated him. And I hope that every single person involved, the ones who beat him to death, the EMTs who stood by and did nothing, the other cop who made a comment about he hopes that they stomp on him, which I believe he was relieved of his duty. Hopefully, you know, something more is done where he's not able to go and get another job somewhere else. The chief, supervisors, everyone who knew about their behavior, because this is not the first time that they have done this. They were way too comfortable with what they did to him. And thank God for the camera that caught all of this, because they already lied to his parents, you know, and that's what they do if they feel like they're not going to get caught. So imagine if it wasn't on camera. They would have made up this whole story and made Tyree seem like the villain and he was the aggressor and violent one and they didn't have any choice, and you know, they would have lied and they would have gotten away with it. So thankfully for that it is on video. There is no disputing that. It can't get any clearer than that. And unfortunately, you know, as quickly as these five black officers were fired and charged, we see that this is something that could have been done in so many of the other previous cases, where it's always, oh, we have to investigate, we have to, you know, take this amount of time to, when really there is no investigation, especially when you have it clearly on video what took place. So it's just a matter of they just didn't want to, you know. And again, it's, look at the difference when they're black, how quickly something was done. But it doesn't matter, again, what race you are, wrong is wrong. And it's sickening that these black officers should know, you know, what we've been experiencing, and they just had no regard. They didn't care. They just treated him like he was nothing. His life did not matter at all. Their behavior was absolutely disgusting. And I hope, again, that they get the highest punishment possible for what they have done to Tyree Nichols. And I'm so sorry, you know, just for all the families who have gone through this. This is a never-ending pain, and you have to relive it every time. Every time it happens to another family and their loved ones are brutally beaten or murdered, you have to relive that pain. And I'm just so sorry to everyone who has gone through this. So, you know, I wanted to just share my thoughts about this on my platform. And I can't say that I don't enjoy talking about things like this, because it really is, it's hurtful, you know, it's painful, you know, again, just to think about. But it's also necessary. We need to bring awareness to this. We cannot normalize things like this, because we need to see a change. We should have seen a change a long time ago, but we have to keep speaking about it, and we have to do our part in any way, you know, that we can. So that's something that I'm, you know, striving to do, just thinking about, you know, how can I help? What can I do? So that's something that I'm thinking about and working on. But again, you know, using my platform to speak about important topics and bringing awareness to things, that is definitely one of the things that I'm going to continue to do. So thank you so much to all my listeners. I appreciate you all. Please continue to like and listen and share these episodes, especially episodes like this, with your family and friends. And let's all just, you know, try to come together and figure out what we can do. Because there's just too much evil. There's too much wrong going on in the world, and you know, we need to stick together, and we need to stop all the hatred. People have so much hate within themselves, so much hate for people they don't even know. And you know, we need things to get better. So I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am just wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.